Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. Please join me on my Hay House radio show, Flourish, Wednesday mornings on www.hayhouseradio.com, where I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. For more details about my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website at www.drnorthrup.com or join me on Facebook, Dr. Christiane Northrup. Is coffee safe? This is so interesting when I read the studies on coffee. So first they say it causes miscarriage. Then they say, no, it doesn't cause miscarriage. Here's the thing. Coffee is a neurotoxin, but it's also something that is an antioxidant, like good chocolate and, you know, this sort of thing, coffee and the theobromides and so on, have some health benefits. I think about chocolate and coffee as lovely things that one does not want to miss here on planet Earth. The question is this a problem for you? Now, women metabolize caffeine much more slowly than men. So if you're susceptible to having to get up at night to go to the bathroom, one cup of coffee in the morning can increase urinary frequency at night. Also in women, coffee consumption has been associated with calcium loss in the urine and a possible increased risk of hip fractures later. But again, that's just by peeing out your bones. I remember we had a gynecologist from Canada, and he'd talk about women, and he'd say, they pee their bones. You don't have to do that if you have a nutrient-rich diet and your vitamin D levels are fine. But I think with coffee, it's an individual thing. If you notice that coffee does nothing to bother you and you can have a cup of coffee and go to sleep, and I know 85-year-old women who can do that, then fine. Most of us can't drink caffeinated coffee after noon. And then you'll notice something really interesting. In your 30s, caffeine might really disagree with you, but then in your 60s, it's your friend again. A lot depends on your environment. I'll bet you can go to Italy, drink espresso before you go to bed and sleep like a baby. But then when you're back in Detroit and you're running around, maybe you're so stressed out that the increased kick of epinephrine and cortisol that you get from a cup of coffee will put you over the edge. But the good news is this. Good coffee has antioxidant properties, and so it can be kind of healthy like tea. It does kick your adrenals, and you really need to have some breakfast, not just coffee. It does increase mental clarity in the morning, and it does not appear to cause miscarriage. However, many, many women who are pregnant, and I was one of them, find that the taste of coffee, the smell of coffee, is something they just don't want anymore, so they do a kind of a personal detox. I would regard coffee as one of those things where you do it in moderation. I don't think it's a good idea to have a carafe of coffee at your desk and have 10 cups a day. That's excessive. And I would say the same thing with red wine. But a cup in the morning, nice idea for most of us. Make it the best that you can possibly afford, because like chocolate, why go for the cheap stuff? Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.